I've learned the halachas of Avdalah. I'd like to share with you a chiddush of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach. Lagabi the dinim of Hefsik. Really, it's a shaila of Hefsik in any bracha, but the shaila, the way it's brought in the both in the Alech Hashleim and the Mech Hashleim, is Avdalah shaila. Now, I want to be magdim a shaila that I personally had. It's still an ongoing shaila. I lost my sense of smell about probably 6 or 7 months ago. It's God's gift to me because I have no other symptoms of corona, nothing else, just a bunch of antibodies. And I can smell almost nothing except my wife's schnitzel. And I don't have smell, and I can't make my maybe summon by Avdalah.
Schnitzel doesn't work?
So, what? Schnitzel, no, it's not really, it gets the appetite going, but it's not such a... such a pleasant smell. But the in Shulchan Aruch it says, "Mishenim ariach, enim avarach al abesamim." If somebody doesn't have a sense of smell, he doesn't make a bari min abesamim. So what I've been doing over this period of time is I make Avdalah in the house, and when I get to bari min abesamim, I have one of the other men in the house usually makes the bari min abesamim. He's might see everybody. And every week I take it and see if maybe this week it'll be different, but the Vaila, it stayed the same. The shaila I had was that I should answer Amen on the Bayimim Abisamim of the person making Bayimim Abisamim. I'm not being Yaitzah with the Bracha. Do I answer Amen? Maybe it's a Hefsik, because I made a Bar Priyagofen. I'm going to drink. And the Amen would seem to be a hefsik between my Bar Priyagofen and drinking, because I can't make a Bar Priyagofen. So Mitzad Echad, it's a hefsik, and I can't make the bracha. And I can't answer Amen. Now Mitzad Sheini, if I'm a chuyiv to answer Amen, then I'm a chuyiv to answer Amen. So when I had the Shaila, so I decided that I would answer Amen based on a Tshuva Nigris Maisha. Ramesha is not talking about Bar Priyagofen. He's talking about another similar shaila that's nagea to everybody in every home, every night of Yom Tov. Yom Tov night, the women make shechianu when they light the Yom Tov candles. They make a shechianu. Why it's that way is a good question. They should also do it by Kiddush. But that became the minhag in Klal Yisrael, that they make shechianu when they light. Then she's going to be yaitzah with my Kiddush. I'm making Kiddush. And I'm saying a Shechianu. Now she's not mechuyev in the Shechianu. If she has to be yaitzah with my Kiddush, the Shechianu for her would be a hefsik. When I got married, I told my wife that she shouldn't answer Amen on my Shechianu, because I felt it's a hefsik. And when it was just the two of us, I said, Shechianu came on the last man. I said Hazek quietly, so she doesn't have to, a person not mechuyev to answer if you don't hear the bracha. And then when I started having older children that were yaitz, I said it out loud. I told her not to be yaitz, not to say Amen. Subsequently, the Gris Moshe came out. I'm not sure which chelik it is, or Chaim Dal or Hay. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. And Rav Moshe writes that the woman can answer Amen, because the Shechianu is part of Kiddush. And even though she's not mechuyevus in it, but it's not a hefsik if it's part of Kiddush. So Memela, even though she was already yaitzed a Shechianu, she could answer Shechianu Amen Amen, and of course, that's what we do now, is that she answers Amen on the Shechianu. He says, since it's part of the Kiddush, it can't be a hefsik. Maybe we'll understand a little better. He doesn't mean Rav Shlomo Shlomo Zalman is saying, which I get to, but what? Yeah, but here, if she would be making her own kiddush, she wouldn't say Shechianu Shechianu. Worse than that. But anyway, that's what Rav Moshe says. What? Shechianu? It is. I'm saying Shechianu. It's part of my kiddush, not her kiddush. So that's Rav Moshe's Chiddush, that since it's part of my Kiddush, it's not a hefsik. The way I understood it, since it's part of the Kiddush of this night, That's the way I understood it. The Mela, I felt the same thing with Besama.
By changing the minute to your wife, she had to be Matir Eved?
No, you do the wrong thing, you switch back to the right thing, you don't have to be Matir Eved. It's only the other way. So at any rate, so I felt it should be the same thing here. Besamim is part of Havdalah. The Gemara says, it's actually Gemara earlier in Kiddushin. I was looking for it, I remembered it, but it's actually in the fourth parak. It says, I think, Rav Mefazra and Rav Chiya Mechanson. Rav used to say, Besamim lav davka in Havdalah, but Rav Chiya said davka to do it, or maybe I got Rav Chiya's name backwards, but davka said to do it in Havdalah, and we do it in Havdalah. So I felt it's not a hefsek. I've been answering Amei for many months.
Can't the Besamim be made from May later, out of the order, and then it would be a problem? Let's say after you drink, make the Besamim.
If you did it later, it's also good. The Chatchila belongs in Avdala, right? The Chatchila, you're right. So I mentioned this to Rav Daniel Kleiman. So he mentioned it to Rav Shmuel, so Zayin Gezun. Rav Shmuel said, no, it's not the same thing. This is Mamish over Purim, right before Purim. So he told me it's not the same thing. It's in a daima. Ramesh's tshuva, I'm making Kiddush, and Shechiyonu is part of my Kiddush. So, it's part of the Kiddush, my wife can answer Amen. By Havdalah, I'm making Havdalah. Besamim is not part of my Havdalah. There's someone else in the room making a bracha on Besamim. It's Ein Daima. Ramesh only said, if you look in the Lashon, Nigros Ramesh, it says Lashon, is that it's part of the, in the lady's case, it's part of the Mekadish's Kiddush to say Shechiyan. So, maybe she can answer Amen. It's part of the Kiddush, she's yaitu it. If so, it's not similar to my case where I'm making Havdalah. It's not part of my Havdalah.
But it is part of
Havdalah. It's part of Havdalah. So Ramesha would have said that it's part of Kiddush, which is the way I understood it, then my Dimya would be right. But his Lashon is Taka, like Rav Shmuel said, his Lashon is part of the Mekadish's Kiddush, and that's why, that's the way Ramesha expresses it. It's part of the Mekadish's Kiddush, so Mela's not a hefsek. In Svara, you can think so. I mean, the difference is not Mukhruch, but the difference fits into what he says. Sakim Estaver, if I'm making Havdalah, someone else in the room happens to be making a bracha, I can't answer Amen. That bracha happens to be a bracha that fits in. But it's somebody else making it.
But the person who's making Kiddush is Arvus. The person who's being Moitzi doesn't need the Shechiyot, because they were Yetzi Shechiyot. So even though it's the person's kiddush,
that's Ramesh's kiddush. That since part of his kiddush, it's not a hefsek. It's a kriya. I'm saying it's not a kiddush. It is a kiddush. But okay, Ramesh says it, so you can answer on it. But
the person saying
Havdalah
is
Shemei Kalim.
So he hears Havdalah, and part of his Havdalah is the
very minute. Right. So I'm not connected to his Havdalah. His Havdalah has to do with me. When you yaitzu with me, so my Havdalah has to do with you. In Svara, it could be not like that. In Svara, it could be that it is part of Havdalah.
And it's part of Remy's Havdalah, if you can't smell it.
So it's part of the ideal Havdalah. It should be part of
it. Technically,
it's
still
Mechoyev
in
the Pesam. I'm Mechoyev in the Pesam, I just can't do it.
But it's not like the woman who was already Yosef.
I understand. I'm not saying the difference is Mukhruch, I'm just saying it's a difference. Not every difference makes a difference.
This would be a problem even for a person who's listening to the Havdalah, because he's the hefsek for the last bracha of a month. So let's say someone else has the same issue.
Okay.
Not even making Havdalah. It would be a hefsek.
It would be the same issue, but if the Mavdil is making Besamim, and one listening doesn't have a kayach of smell, so then Ramesh's rule would apply. That since he be yotze with me, and it's part of mine, so he can answer.
Let's say a person can't see. Does he answer a main to a bar mitzvah?
It happens very often in camp or in yeshiva. They make a bar mitzvah, and people are far away. They're really not yaitzer the bracha.
Right. So
they're not yaitzer. So according to Ramesh's chiddush, it's not, because since the mavdil, it's part of the mavdil's bracha. That's Ramesh's b'shechianu. Since it's part of the mekadesh. But Rav Shmuel is saying that I'm asking in the case where it's part of the mekadesh's Kiddush, or the Mavdil's Havdalah, then we'll mask him. You can answer Amen. But it's not part of the Mavdil's, it's part of the Shemeyas, That's a different story. Yeah.
Borrowing your neighbor something is strictly a birkas nanin. On any level, it's not a birkas shvach. You're borrowing your neighbor something. You make a
bracha. Why does that make a difference?
Because if it's a shvach, you can make the bracha.
Shulchan Aruch says, "Mishenim." There's shita to Rishayim, but the Shulchan Aruch says, "Mishenim Riachenim Mevarach Al Abasamim." So there is a day in the Rishayim that it's be'etzem part of it, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. So anyway, this is all the Hagdama. You guys are very awake for midnight, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's chiddush is the following. So where am I now? So Avadam and do like Rabbi Shmuel. I'm not so comfortable with it. Not answering Amen. So what I did last week is I had one of my sons make Abdallah, and I avoid the whole Shaila, and he made it, and I can answer Amin on his, and Shalom Yisrael. The Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very big chiddush here in Dinei Hefsek, nothing to a Shechianu, nothing to a Bremeni B'Samen. He has a chiddush in Halachas of Hefsek. Why am I bringing it up? My shaila is, if I will answer Amen, let's say I do it the way I've been doing it. I make Avdallah, someone else says it, I answer Amen. Now, the shaila is, if I'm not supposed to be answering, it's a hefsik. And my whole Avdallah is no good. I'm being mafsik between the Bar Prey Agafen and Avdallah by saying an Amen I shouldn't be saying. I'm going to mess up my Avdallah. So I'm going to share with you Rav Shlomo Zalman's chiddush in the halachas of Hefsek. Rav Shlomo Zalman's case is a man who's making Avdallah. He said Bar Pei Agafen, presumably he said Bar Yibri B'Sav, and Bar Mirayesh, he said the Bracha HaMavdil. And then he remembers that he made Avdallah already. He made Avdallah. And this whole thing was a Bracha Levatal. So Shaila is, does he drink from the wine? The bracha on Havdalah is a bracha of Havdalah. He already made Havdalah. But he made a bar of Piyagafe just now. Now, on the one hand, if he doesn't drink, the bar of Piyagafe is also Havdalah. On the other hand, he can't drink because he made a hefsik. He said bar of Piyagafe, and then he said a bracha of Havdalah. Shlomo Zalman's chiddush is that when you say a bracha, that kafi daitai, kafi your mistake, it's part, it's not a hefsik between the Parapei HaGafen and the Shtiyah, even though it's a tos. But it's a tos in something which Be'etzim is true, that a Parapei HaGafen is followed by Hamavdil, and then you drink.
It just doesn't apply to you.
Why? It just doesn't apply to me. His chiddush is that doesn't have a din hefsik. That there's no halacha of hefsik in such a case, where kafi daitai, in other words, at the hesach hadasha by the bar, there was no interruption to the bar prey agafen. Now it's a tremendous chiddush. He gives an example which would help. You all know if you make hamaitzi and you say bring salt, it's not a hefsik. It's a tzairach. Now what would you say? Let's say somebody makes hamaitzi and he says to his wife, bring salt. And she says, salt is right in front of you. Is bring salt to hefsik if the salt is right in front of him?
He didn't know that.
What? See? He didn't know. So he says he didn't know. Kafi daitai, say bring salt made sense, so it's not a hefsik. He says the same thing. You say bar pri agafen, and you said hamavdil, and it was a tos. But kafi daitai, he was supposed to say hamavdil. So it's not a hefsik between the bar pri agafen and the shtia, and he could drink, he's mechayev to drink, but a paragraph, it shouldn't be a toast. Now he brings numerous examples of this. I remember years ago, I'm just remembering now, Rafon was very excited. Whenever he got a good shaila, and he would tumble about it, I visited him once on Shmini Atzeres, on Stira. He said, oh, a great shaila last night. What was a shaila? Somebody was making kiddush, Shmini Atzeres and Haydn, the Sukkah, Kafi Minageinu. And he made a mistake, he made a bracha Leshe Basukkah. The Gemara says, on Shmini Atzeres, Yesuve Yasvinan, Bruchei Loi Mevarchinan, that you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah, and you're not supposed to make a bracha Leshe Basukkah. And this person was sitting in the Sukkah, he made Kiddush, Yesh Shmini Atzeres, and then he said the bracha on the Sukkah. just Baruch Levatol. So the Shaila was, does he have to repeat Kiddush? Is that a hefsik on the whole Kiddush? He has to say the whole Kiddush again. If on Pesach you say Leisha Vesukah, it's a hefsik and stuff. So Shmini Atzeres, the question is if it's a hefsik or not. It would seem, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman's Kiddush, that's not a hefsik. Because Kafi Daitai, it belongs. Shmini Atzeres, the Taka Tzad, it belongs. So what? On Pesach, so I'd rather think not, but okay, we can argue. It's a little too late to argue about it. What? What? And it's really a Sufi. Is it sad that he's in Mechleptis in the circle? In Achinami. Even a person says Chag HaSukkah Zazer, and Shmini Atzeres, Mishnah Berurah says, what's the din? If my mistake is a Chag HaSukkah Zazer, it says Ayin Shari Tshuva. You don't say a Psak. You look at the Shari Tshuva, of course, he brings two sheetas. You don't even know how the Mishnah Berurah means the Pasuk. So you're right, this is less of a hefsek. Anyway, my nechama on this is according to Rosh Hashanah's Chiddush, when I've been answering Amen, Abari Mene Besamim, all along, so it's not a hefsek, because kafi daiti, it's part of the thing. Not only that, but the first time it happened, as Meng Avdallah, I made Abari Mene Besamim, I smelled the Besamim, and I made like a Moshe. It has no odor anymore. It has no aroma anymore. You know, like very funny. And I gave it to other people to smell. And I figured let's buy another one. I got to send someone to buy another one. We use the liquid, the oil from the Esrix. Now we actually have three of them because none of them smelled. I got to buy another one until I finally figured it out. So I don't know. I'll leave you with the most of the B'dichas. I asked someone how I could smell again. So he told me, just don't take a shower for 2 weeks. Okay, I'll give the Shabbos to everybody.